Everybody wants to live. The question is, what is life? Our goal in life is to elevate every facet of our life to be something that is real, something that is eternal, something that connects us to the source of life. The whole world is running after all kinds of fantasies. They're not real, they don't bring life, and they definitely don't bring any eternity. Person who's running after physical pleasures is their life. Physical pleasures is something that abundance of come about. Person should enjoy life, there's nothing wrong with it. If life is only that physical pleasures, number one, he has no need for it. Number two, if his mind frame is that I have to have maximum physical pleasures, you'll never have it. There's no maximum. As much as you can, you'll always want more. And he'll always be in the same place. Because he's always lacking what he doesn't have. So, someone talks, we talk to ourselves that what I really want, that Hashem told us, Bachata Bachan, to choose the real life. The real thing, not Coca-Cola. America, the real thing is Coca-Cola. That's the real thing. It not only elevates our eternal life, but it elevates everything we do in our physical life. In your physical life, everything we do has meaning. If a person and it will add one extra thing. So you say, okay, so yeah, we have to do this. Very nice. So the point we're saying now is, it's true, you can miss this, you're doing something which will be good for you eternally. And he says, it's good even for your hazard. There's two ways of doing mitzvahs. The way mitzvah is called mitzvah anosha milavoda. I'm doing good, that's what I do. I don't think into what I'm doing. My daily schedule is to get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, get dressed, go to school, learn, go to work, go to this, go to that. There's a lot of things you're doing. And you go through life without really thinking of what you're doing. Doing out of growth, out of habit. That type of life is really not, you're not alive. Because life is the same. Life of a human being with human sefer is I'm living with my sefer, I'm living with my reality. So I'm just doing things because that's what I did yesterday. So I'm not doing it because of anything, it's just that's what one of the more girls said it to. Just like an animal does things habitually because that's the way he was programmed. So I was programmed at a young age, this is what he's supposed to do, and I do it. And I'm not alive. In that sense, we're talking about. If a person really wants to be alive, then his life is with paying attention. Paying attention. He gets up in the morning. Oh, Hashem. I got my neshama then. I can reconnect with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. My body is perfect. Like we said, if you say Moed Ha'ani every morning, if you don't say Moed Ha'ani about it, it's going to be Yud Hamor. But even if you say Moed Ha'ani, if you say Moed Ha'ani just because yesterday you said Moed Ha'ani, so you didn't gain anything. You just sing a bunch of sentences that have no effect on your life. But if you say, drop slower, just stop for a second, think. Baruch Hashem, another day, the gift of life that's given to another is local. That's called I'm living my life, appreciating it, paying attention to things. And maybe everything will be like that. So if I live, I'm alive. I feel every day, I'm dying today because I've done yesterday and the day before. So it's a dead feeling. I'm down because the white teeth are picked up as a vocal. It doesn't make a big difference that how successful I was. We have the internal, we have bad habits, we clean a lot of the down. If I do it, stop before I die and think to myself, oh, I want to do this feeling thing after that, I'm a vocal. I'll make the best of it. So I grew it a lot. It's perfect, far from perfect. It's a lot, not just another thing that I'm floating through as it goes to the life experience that I got. Like everything. The person lives this type of life, and everything in life becomes something. Right? There's mercy to cry in his whole body of life. You know the word of Vigna Miller, who's an expert at trying to stress these things. Yeah, look at your breakfast and see that I'm eating breakfast because I ate breakfast yesterday. But then you can't have an orange because it fits into the chair. Look at that orange. It feels big, beautiful color. It turns the right color just like the blue light or something. It's a beautiful camouflage. No, it's just a small tree. See you that go to the tree. Maybe it's the best spot seeing that. What's that? Put some dirt in the water. And it goes into the tree. Once a day, suddenly the wood sprouts here. It's flower, that's a plant. Fruits and the fruits. That's all the different vitamins that come to the river vitamins. All those vitamins are the little seeds. Over the history of the tree. Hundreds of thousands of margins, but you'll see enough items for all this. That can come to see. And then bottom of the granite, somehow, this machine, actually made this amazing machine, put in a bunch of mud. Imagine we had a machine, you put some capsule into the ground, and that comes a car. That'll be great. I don't know, you can set it there. I knew it eventually would have been there. All you need is earth. Earth has all those things, all the different elements that need to be put together to combine into different vitamins, different minerals, all the things the plant types need to have. Make it so amazing. And if you don't have an orange bread, you have this. It's all the same. You have a piece of bread, and then the plant also can have it. Just in the process. It's full of gold. If you have a white bread, then you have less. Nothing less good. If you have a whole bread, you won't say less than that. Aside from everything, the food has no sense of protein. Yeah. Yeah. So, life becomes a much more pleasant experience because the pathways are adding to these things that Hashem brought to you, not just put the food in the ground and go out. And the last thing we have in the course of the day also becomes, I pay attention to what kind of wonderful things that are happening in the course of the day. Like little things, the average mind, you have a person doesn't pay attention to it. If you're living, you keep your eyes open, everything that's happening in the course of the day goes forward. I have to get to a certain X-ray, something over to somebody in July before Shabbos. And we're trying to think who took your fingers. And then somebody came up with the obvious thing, which we didn't think of that. Somebody we knew was going to sing with you in July. So we called them up and said, we're living in 10 minutes. But we needed 11 minutes to get that to that person. Anyway. One of my married children lives in the Chevrolet was driving with that X-ray. And they said, no, I'm driving right behind the person that's going to Yerushalayim.
call him up and tell him to stop on the side. When he got there, he was too late.
And that's what happened to him. Stop him and the guy over there.
Yeah, it's like
if you're living like this is another million dollar.
Something?
Yeah, interesting. Like I said, you don't think about it. You don't use it as enough as a physic to feel it, you know. Things have been guided. And once you have, each one of us has a lot of these things that happen constantly. More pay attention to it, and really feel it. And then we can have a presence and nefesh when we have a challenging things. May I know me as you. Where is my salvation going to come from? Ezra and Hashem, we realize that Hashem is with us constantly. All these things help us twofold. Number one is it helps us having more pleasant life, appreciating things. Number two is in a real sense, in a real way, seeing how those folks are interacting with me. Maybe if he's in the ability to see that even when things are not so clear. It was a profound emotional that, you know, in the situations that doesn't make sense to you, you say that. There's a guy who lived in a farm, not very sophisticated. He lived on his farm, on top of the mountain. And he looked at the city, and from his vantage point, it was just a bunch of rooftops. It's always interesting. It's a weird place these people just have rooftops over there. How do they interact with one another? Because if you don't see the whole picture, you know, it's the rooftops, it doesn't make sense to people. It's a funny city. As it's getting close to these cities, not just rooftops, people underneath it. In between these rooftops, it's not just water, it's streets and highways and things. You see that everything fits together. You see the clear picture. But that's what it is. When we're in a situation of what's going on and I can't figure it out, that's all it is. It's just we're not exposed to the whole thing. But all those things we are exposed to should be ways of helping us recognize that even the situations are not clear, there is clarity here, I just don't see it there. Okay, so those are the 2 points that we said. The 2 points of living with the reality of the world that we are in fact, if that's what it's focal, is the right thing to do, and it also has many other benefits. It gives us the ability to take advantage and appreciate the pleasant things we have in life, our families, actually more than the average person. Just don't go through life. And through that gives us the courage to also go through the unclear situations and recognize that we're also in a coach for those situations. And we'll find it, we say many times, if a person does live in such a fashion, he's living in a coach for that itself means a tremendous gain. Shemai, second coach. The thing in itself is a wonderful thing. Bari even asked if you're paid to talk to Yerushalayim and talk. Umar Gaya. He wants to give the Shekhaya to Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the famous place of the Zari. All of the Zari, Aten Hayoyim Kul Kulagol Shekul of the Lord. The Jewish nation has its head severed and its heart removed. We need to be the great nation. We have the miracles that he sees in Israel, based on Mikdash. But now we're all dollars spread around the world, suffering. Looks like a dead remnants of some great being that used to exist. Allah Abba sent the Prophet Muhammad, who's representing the Jewish thoughts. Kegu Kasher Bibarato, Jeremata. You're right, Lord, if you're looking at that, it's not a good at some of the Zog and all the religious, like dry bones. Major dry bones. Okay, that sounds like okay, so let's find another religion. Who wants to be a bunch of tribal ones? Yeah, in Kozen of the Zad. Eilu at Zonas, Hashem Yishna on the hand, tell him because of Chayim. He said that bones She only had a skeleton, but there's still remnants of real life. That's much better than a statue, which is made out of stone or cement. That's a thing. It had no shyness to life. A statue will never come to life. Because there are no shyness to life. It's not made out of live materials, live materials. Not made out of organic material. Bones of a person, even if you have the bones, it is organic material. It is made out of all those things that life is made out of. You have other nations. Sometimes we refer to Christianity and the Muslim, these seven nations. It's like a painting of life. There's nothing real over this. We're trying to copy certain things from us. The king of Bokin, they made these houses of worship. But here they are looking at a place, Hashem didn't make any miracles for them. Fisho, Nosru, they made monasteries, so they should get in the Buddha. They didn't get anything. And he continues, the Chesha, the Yeris, the Yogla, Umu, and the Umu, the Kabbas, the Ring of God. They can try to copy us, but that what we had, we had the Buddha, the Hakurdish, Ashras, Ashina, these things that they never will have and never did have. But see that you're coping in the middle of the Yerish Shabbos, the Mogul Shabbos. I usually don't as Ava, Kashi Yidu, Sus as Loman, but Sus the Yodam of Ava. I think he's saying that even if you compare their day of rest, their Sunday with Friday to our Shabbos, it's also it's like comparing a picture to a live person. One is full of life and one is not. Because if the Jewish Shabbos is something, it's just an uplifting day. The day of Menucha, they have family together, they have a family. Every person has a Shabbos, It's a completely different type of day. It's not just a day you go to the church and you pray. So he said, in respect to what we have when we have an explanation of the truth, we're like dry bones. But with the type of dry bones and dry bones, the dry bones have enough life in them that they can say that this is amazing. They have remnants of life within them. They come from a life and they're all alive. And that's copy, a picture, a statue. Rama Moses writes in the Devarim saying, all these other nations with their false religions that are trying to copy us. The Tidma and the world of the Tidma are delicious. There's no way of comparing some of those man-made religions to some of those like the devotees. Between our religion and another religion, these other religions, person of life and statue. All used to say there was some Christian priest that after Pentecost a shul in a kippah. He was like a religion, it was by the evil one too. And he was brought up by the Christians as Judaism is a dead religion. And they saw the tremendous amount of life and action and emotion that was being poured out from the hearts of the entire Kedila, the Talisman and everything. They said, they suddenly got exposed to a lot of emotions. They saw everything we were talking about exposing. That is basically who is Nexus. Way that it's not alive, it's fake. Christianity became popularized in the downfall of the Roman, crumbling of the Roman Empire, and the line that put the hearts of so many people was the religion of love. Because, and all the people that were tortured by Rome jumped to this religion because suddenly someone's going to love us now, they're not going to throw us to death. To the lions, eaten up by lions and whatever else. with all that love, wherever they went, if you went to special religion, you would accept the religion or you get chopped your head off. Men, women, children, all over the world. Wherever they went, that's what they did. In Europe, in Africa, no balance for life. Because the religion was fake. Big buildings of worship, all kind of external what do you call this? Singing, music, and whatever it may be. It's just a ceremony. It's not what we call interacting with the soul. Concept of the Shemon Esrei. Even though I understand the Shemon Esrei, we don't have 100% Kavanah. We have 50% or 20%. What we're doing there is not in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is life. So this is the point why we want to be mechazek today. Let us try to make our life more lively, more alive. If you, when you come into shul, think for a second, perhaps a book, and it's praise Hashem, to talk about the Shvokim, to appreciate the Shvokim, to praise Him, the Shvokim, all the wonderful things Hashem does to me, not take it for granted. And the other way, to have the Shvokim, like our cultures, and the question is much more necessary. Take different points of the day, just to stop for a second. What am I doing? Where am I? And see, I mean, this beautiful world of Kodesh Baruch Hu, beautiful opportunities for Reis Hashem. And that's, he says, Tereflation, in the text of Tereflation, Islam and Zion, Tereflation, Yeshiva, Yisrael, and Tereflation, Kuloi, Yedidus. The entire world we're living in is a world of interaction between beloved people. Us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're beloved to Him, and He's beloved to us. In the last day, we appreciate ourselves. A Jew is supposed to feel proud of himself. I'm zayich to have a neshama. I'm zayich to recognize whatever level I'm at. I have to be proud of the family. We want to grow. The most important thing is to be proud of what we are. Yes. Yovu yidid ben yidid. Yovu yidid ben yidid. Bechetan yidid. Chata yidid. Kamar. Nofes. Yidid. The beloved Shlomo HaMelech was called Yidid. The son of Yidid. Avram Avinu is considered called Yidid Hashem. Either Yidid, based in Mikdash, is called something, a place, a Yidid is Mishnah Sef, a place of interaction between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. A lot of interaction between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yidid is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chavrush Yidid, Yomim was Yidid Hashem. Yisraf Yidid is Yisrael. Yidid is Tavsh. That's the Gemara. So that's it. All things Hashem is coming out of appreciation that we're in a world of constant interaction with our beloved as we spoke. That's what life is. That's the sweetest life. The more we can focus on that, the more life will become pleasant to us. So tomorrow we're coming to shul. I'm coming to interact, speak to my beloved as we told, because the Pope is going to hear me. In this special dais, this measure, whatever we do, the dais which is muted for this purpose. And with my tefillah, yes, Hashem, we can say to strengthen our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be good for us and good for all the bodies. And then that mind frame, set up the rest of the day, making every day, every second of the day, full of life, full of appreciation of beautiful life I was given. The world that I live in. With all the problems, with all the things. And I focused on a nice summer point of asking me today. Dr. Moshe Levy. He had a half a cup, the famous line. You should look at it. Half part which is full, not that the half part is empty. He added it. It's never half empty, it's always full. I mean, you have half of this, a cup of wine, half of it is water, and the top half has oxygen, nitrogen, and the elements. That's hope. Because we have to, the body will be there.
In four habits.
In order to stay there, and the body will be there to stay with pleasure. So, it's the next focus. It's the whole system set up. You don't see the whole system, but it's full of energy needed to keep it in place. And that's what it is. Life is like that. Parts that we think are missing are really parts that are necessary for our growth. They're not there. They're there for a purpose. And if we grow out of that, and we realize it's a challenge, we go through the challenge, we look around and what's there. It's like a person that's running through a road, and he thinks it's a smooth road, and suddenly he comes to one obstacle, another, and third. By the time you go to a few obstacles, you're all frustrated with what's going on, like this one course, get to the other side of this road. But if he sees on the entrance, it says, obstacle course. And if you get past the obstacle course, you win $1 million. So every obstacle that comes up, he's more excited. Oh, I'm going to get past this obstacle. Yeah, okay, I'll get past this. And he sees about who's progressing. And the coming up one after the other doesn't bother him because he realizes he's progressing to a wonderful place. That's where you're going to start life. The obstacle course to get to the universe. And if you realize that's what it is, then I'm going to ask you for something that we can benefit from. Much more than just a regular obstacle course.